This is St. Louis Public Radio News. St. Louis has the blues, and fans can't get enough of them. On Saturday, 500,000 people are expected downtown for a parade celebrating the hockey team's first ever Stanley Cup. Fans say the 2019 hockey season is one for the ages. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard reports.
That's the sound of history. Victorious. Put down your phone, throw up your arms, and yell. History. After 52 years in the National Hockey League, the St. Louis Blues hoisted the Stanley Cup trophy for the first time Wednesday night. They beat the Boston Bruins 4-1 in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Boston. Fans say they'll remember that moment for the rest of their lives. Where were you when the Blues won the Stanley Cup? Clavin Hadley was with 19,000 fans at the Enterprise Center watching the game on the arena's video board. He's been a Blues fan for 25 years.
Oh, it was amazing, the best ever. I don't know how else to explain it, but we finally did it. We finally climbed that mountain.
Blues fans packed watch parties, big and small, across the city, the region, and into the blue yonder. Thousands watched at Busch Stadium. After the game, they poured into the streets around the stadium and hockey arena. Cars tooted, "Let's go Blues." Fans hung out of car windows, rocking to the Blues' victory anthem, Gloria. Brad Myers was 9 in 1970, the last time the Blues made it to the Stanley Cup Final. They faced the Boston Bruins that year, too. But Myers says he knew this time the Blues would win.
I think they just had determination. They knew that any setback wasn't going to keep them down. They were going to win.
The playoffs have been like a surprise party that kept getting bigger and better, thrown by a team that was in last place in January and champions of the Western Conference in May. It was a season of firsts. The Blues' first victory ever in a Stanley Cup final. That came in Game 2 in Boston, a thrilling 3-2 win in overtime.
Circle across the Gunnarsson, and he scores! The Blues win it in overtime and have evened the series.
Stanley Cup Final, Game 3, the first played in St. Louis since 1970. Game 4, the team's first ever Stanley Cup Final win on home ice. Fans say the outpouring of support for the Blues proves that St. Louis is a hockey city. Last Sunday, with the Blues hoping to clinch the cup at home, more than 40,000 blue note-wearing fans showed up for a Game 6 watch party outside the Enterprise Center. Longtime fan David Garrick says the Blues fever this season was unlike anything he's seen.
You look out there and you see these crowds, they're massive. This is history, and we're a part of it.
Blues left winger Pat Maroon is a native St. Louisan. He understands what this season has meant to his city.
I just can't wait to party with St. Louis, the community. We all came together. The city came together. We reamped this city. The Blues did it, and I'm so proud of these guys.
Blues fans have been waiting for Saturday's Stanley Cup parade for 52 years. It should be glorious. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.